Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
And thank you for joining us for Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the offices of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm happy to be able to celebrate with all of you listening through the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Today is the feast of the conversion of St. Paul. And so we begin our prayer together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your
spirit. As we gather now for the celebration of our Eucharist, we take a moment now acknowledging our sinfulness before the Lord. We do that by examining our conscience, looking back on the past, how have we offended God or anyone in any way. We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness. We ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And now assured that we have received that forgiveness, we praise, we thank our God with a prayer. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who taught the whole world through the preaching of the blessed Apostle Paul, draw us, we pray, nearer to you through the example of him whose conversion we celebrate today, and so make us witnesses to your truth in the world. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Saul, still breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogue in Damascus, that if he should find any men or women who belonged to the way, he might bring them back to Jerusalem in chains. On his journey, as he was nearing Damascus, a light from the sky suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He said, Who are you, sir? The reply came, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, for they heard the voice, but could see no one. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. For 3 days he was unable to see, and he neither ate nor drank. There was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias. He replied, Here I am, Lord. The Lord said to him, Get up and go to the street called Straight, and ask at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is there praying. And in a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him that he may regain his sight. But Ananias replied, Lord, I have heard from many sources about this man, what evil things he has done to your holy ones in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to imprison all who call upon your name. But the Lord said to him, go, for this man is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before Gentiles, kings, and children of Israel. And I will show him what he will have to suffer for my name. So Ananias went and entered the house. Laying his hands on him, he said, Saul, my brother, the Lord has sent me. Jesus, who appeared to you on the way by which you came, that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, things like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. He got up and was baptized, and when he had eaten, he recovered his strength. He stayed some days with the disciples in Damascus, and he began at once to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. All who heard him were astounded and said, Is not this the man who in Jerusalem ravaged those who call upon this name and came here expressly to take them back in chains to the chief priests? But Saul grew all the stronger and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus, proving that this is the Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. For steadfast is his kindness toward us, and the fidelity of the Lord endures forever. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I chose you from the world to go and to bear fruit that will last, says the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My friends, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On this feast of the conversion of St. Paul, I certainly wanted to say something about conversion in a homily. Sometimes the stars just align so correctly because I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to say. But when I opened up social media this morning, there was a Facebook post from Mike Bragg. He is the president of Sarah International, a group of men and women priests throughout the world who pray very much for vocations to priesthood, religious life. And he posted this wonderful reflection. I believe it's a reflection upon our world, upon our society, upon ourselves, and also very much about conversion. It goes like this. Eternal Father, you made the whole world stop spinning for a while. You silenced the noise that we all have created. You made us bend our knees again and ask for a miracle. You closed your churches so we will realize how dark our world is without you in it. You humbled the proud and the powerful. The economy is crashing. Businesses are closing. We were very proud. We thought that everything that we have, everything that we possess, was the result of our own hard work. We have forgotten that it was always your grace and mercy that made us who we are. We're running in circles looking for some cure to this disease, when in fact we need to humble ourselves and ask you for guidance and wisdom. We've been living our lives like we will be here on earth forever, like there's no heaven. Maybe these trials are your mercy in disguise. Maybe this virus is actually your way of purifying us and cleansing our soul, bringing us back to you. Today, as these words travel the internet, may all who see them join their hearts and their hands together in prayer, asking for forgiveness and asking for healing and protection from this virus. God, just wipe it from the earth. Father, you've been patiently waiting for us. We're so sorry for ignoring your voice, and in our selfish ways, we sometimes forgotten that you are God. You only need to say the words, and our souls shall all be healed. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. It certainly does call for a reflection upon our world, upon our society, and upon ourselves. And let us ask the good Lord to convert us in a very special way to do the things that He wants us to do. Would you please stand? We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs we have, our prayers of petition, our prayers of thanksgiving that we wish to place before the Lord. We pray for our Holy Father and all of our bishops, that they will model themselves after St. Paul and zealously preach the gospel in the world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in prayer and unity among all Christians, and for the conversion of all those who persecute others, that like St. Paul, they will embrace the truth of Jesus Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that hearts will be converted to protect life from conception to natural death. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in vocations to priesthood, religious life, to the diaconate, we pray for those men and women who are discerning a vocation in the church. We pray for seminarians in their studies. We pray for the work of Sarah International throughout the world, and for all that they do by prayer, good work, example, to bring about more vocations in the church. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For strong marriages and families, that spouses will be open to life and protect their children with faithful love. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Jose Ignacio Maglano, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
prayer. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that only you do know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, that will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. And pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good.
As we celebrate the divine mysteries, O Lord, we pray, may the Spirit fill us with that light of faith with which he constantly enlightened the blessed Apostle Paul for the spreading of your glory through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you, Eternal Shepherd, do not desert your flock, but through the blessed apostles like Paul, watch over it, protect it always, so that it may be governed by those that you have appointed shepherds to lead it in the name of your Son. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and the powers of heaven, we pray the prayer of your glory as without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with St. Paul, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. And
please safely extend to one another a greeting of peace. Peace be with you. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Lord Jesus Christ. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Watching or listening, this is now a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most blessed mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. May the sacraments that we have received, O Lord our God, stir out us the fire of charity with which the blessed Apostle Paul burned ardently as he bore his concern for all the churches, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Amen. We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. And after each of these invocations, would you please respond, Amen. May Almighty God bless you, for he has made you steadfast in St. Peter's saving confession, and through it has set you on the solid rock of the church's faith. Amen. Amen. After having instructed you by the tireless preaching of St. Paul, may God teach you constantly by his example to win brothers and sisters for Christ. Amen. Amen. So that by the keys of St. Peter and the words of St. Paul, and by the support of their intercession, may God bring us happily to that homeland that Peter attained on a cross and Paul by the blade of a sword. Amen. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever. Amen. Amen. Our Mass and our celebration is ending here. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do you, thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Dan is in Chicago. He was unemployed when he first gave. Can't wait to hear his story. Hi, Dan.
Hi. I was just going to say that when I started listening to Relevant Radio, I was pretty much a confused Protestant individual who believed in God, but I really didn't have a direction. I didn't have a church. I had been shunned by one. I was confused completely by the other. And as I was going to these Protestant churches, I went with my wife to a Catholic church. And it seemed to me I was getting more truth in the Catholic church, even though I didn't want to be part of it, than I did in the Protestant churches. And so I guess I wanted to do a little bit of research, and my in-laws had this Relevant Radio bumper sticker. So I started listening. I started to understand. And I came into the church, and eventually I began giving to Relevant Radio. At the time, I was still unemployed. I gave $15, $5 for each of my children, so that they might have the same opportunity and same resource for Catholic knowledge that I did. And then when I look at it and I see that, what was it, St. Philomena said to St. John Vianney, there is nothing more precious than the salvation of souls. So there's so many reasons to give. If I was to tell you one thing, or to each listener, humble yourself. Just humble yourself and do it. Because when you humble yourself, you take those steps towards God. So I appreciate your help and all the donors before me and after me. And what a wonderful apostle. Thank you so much.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now. Please help Relevant Radio continue to give our Lord a platform on the air and across the web.
Ask about making a recurring gift.
1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at RelevantRadio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.